The Mexican state of Querétaro is located in the middle of the country and is home to about 1.9 million people. Edmundo Ortiz is with the Association for Advancement of Higher Education in Mexico.
It's the first American-style university campus in Mexico. We are impacting the very, very deep system because we will provide the opportunity to people who study in Mexico and work in the United States. Also providing the opportunity that people that are studying here work directly in Mexico because we'd be valid for both countries.
Querétaro is deemed to be very progressive and that hundreds of companies have located to the area. Ortiz explains.
In Querétaro, there are 850 different industries, multinational, aerospace sector, automotive sector, electrodomestic sector, and food, biotechnology, and business in general. We have the opportunity to grow a new relationship between the university and the industry, making more research, impacting in the future. A lot of industry that have you here is over there too. So the relation and the growth of the technology inside the university helping the industry, it will be an incredible opportunity.
The new campus of Arkansas State University will be built just outside of Querétaro City and is being built in four phases to the tune of about $15 million per phase. The total project is worth about $60 million. The first phase will be complete by the fall of 2015, as 5,000 students will go to class. When all four phases are done, the student capacity is expected to be about 20,000 students. Jonesboro Chancellor of Arkansas State University, Dr. Tim Hudson, said the new campus will benefit Arkansas as much as it will benefit Mexico.
We just went through an accrediting process where we promised to our students and our accreditors that we will provide our students global experiences. So this campus will, without any question, facilitate the mobility of students, the mobility of faculty. It'll lead to collaborative research. There's not a week goes by that we don't receive a resume, a research project, an idea from someone either in Mexico who works in Mexico about potential collaboration with our faculty. At the same time, we're going to have access to over 800 multinational corporations who can provide internships for our own students as well as the students in Mexico.
Dr. Hudson says a vision for the campus was something that's been collaborative from the start.
And in the final analysis, it's good business. Mexico, by some ranks, is the 14th or 15th largest economy in the world. Their affluence is growing. The number of students who are seeking higher education is growing. The demand is there. So we have a product, if you will, that is in high demand in Mexico, and we need to be able to deliver that product to be competitive in the global market. And we will garner resources. We will make some money that we can use to support the core operations here on the campus.
In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.